Hello, hello! You are listening to CPA Career Path Podcast with Rosie Flaherty, CPA MSA. This is episode number 9. In this episode, we continue the conversation from episode 7 and 8 with Danielle from Public Accounting and Crystal from Private Accounting or Industry. In this episode, we will focus on the best and challenging things in accounting and also some tips and advice for new CPAs as well as CPA moms. In last 10 years or last 14 years, if you can pick the best things and the most challenging thing as being a CPA, what would you say?
I think the best thing is just the different opportunity. I mean, there's a lot of variety of what you can choose to do within the accounting field. And you just have a lot of options. And, as life changes, we've had a lot of colleagues, you know, do part-time work or consulting. I have a consultant working with me right now, and she works, about 25 hours a week, and that works for her and her life. And I feel like there's just a lot of opportunity and variety out there. I think that's really the best part of it. Just personally, probably the most challenging part of being a CPA, but I probably would have this challenge in any field or any, area, profession that I choose, is just the work-life balance and setting the boundaries, especially as life changes and you have other priorities. You know, it was very easy before kids to make my career my number one focus and spend as many hours as I wanted to on it, which wasn't always necessarily the best for me or the healthiest, but I could do it, right? And now I don't really have room for that, or I can't really choose that as easily, once you have young kids and, just depending on your responsibilities and priorities, your priorities shift as, life changes. So, it's something, Danielle and I talk about a lot, and, we have learned a lot as we've gone through our careers in terms of setting boundaries and expectations and communication and project management, but it's something we still have to always rebalance and, kind of reset every once in a while. Life gets busy and you start to lose your systems and everything you have in place, and you have to take time to reset. So I think that's probably just the hardest part. But again, I think, if I was a doctor, I'd probably struggle with that too. And same kind of struggle. So what about you, Danielle?
Yeah, so I think that the worst thing of the CPA, or the most thing I've struggled with, is like boundaries. And, also just the industry's hard, right? Like, if you're in the SEC space or PCOB, it's heavily regulated. The inspection findings, report came out today for 2021, and you read that thing, talk about a bad eval for accountants, right? Yeah. You're just like, oh my gosh, what are we doing with our lives, right? That's how it feels when you read it. But I know the hard work that my teams are doing, and we're very competent, right? So they're regulating behavior after the fact, right? They're not teaching up front what they want. They're coming and regulating and saying, change your behavior by inspection, right? And I think that's very hard, right? We all get into this industry, I think, wanting to do a good job, and we're very competent and smart people. And to change behavior through after the fact feedback is hard. But that happens that's not just in the SEC space, right? Like review notes, that's after the fact feedback. And I think that's one downside, but I think it is probably prevalent in a lot of spaces, because also how do you do it in advance, right? That's hard, right? So I think that might be the worst part for me, is that dealing with that and realizing, no, this is just making me stronger and a better accountant, and have more to add now that I've been through that. So reminding myself that, the best part, I think my answer is pretty similar to Crystal, but I would also say the people that we work with and meet. But my similar answer is this accounting industry has been very good to me and my family, right? Like I started off out of school, you don't know a lot, right? You can't, and you don't have the skills yet to apply that knowledge. The people that trained me and spent the time with me, and the job I had, right, gave me the opportunity to learn and grow and be that expert that I know I have marketability and I have security now in the fact that even if for whatever reason I lost my job or I wasn't happy there anymore, I know with confidence I can go out and add value that I didn't have in the beginning of my career, right? Because in the beginning of your career, you need to apprentice somewhere, right? Like it's not an apprenticeship for real, but you need to spend that time and learn the profession so you have marketability and that security. And this profession has done that for me. So that's the good thing about it is it trained me up. It gave me all that opportunity to do it, right? So I think that's the best thing about it.
Is that why you have the article saying career ambitions and contentment? Why incremental growth is more than okay?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote that article for so many reasons, but incremental growth is, I don't think we want it. It's not fancy. It's not fun and exciting. It's not the next hot topic, right? It's slow and steady. It's the tortoise, not the hare, right? But that's the incremental growth is going to be the bread and butter of what gets you to really be well-rounded and an expert. And we need to stop comparing ourselves to someone that is on a different journey than us. And that's what that article is about, is that, hey, do what you can every day, go with curiosity, and that's all you can do. That's all you can control. We need to stop chasing after the uncontrollables or the comparison. I truly believe that there is a place for anybody that wants one in this accounting industry. People need us. I think that I want to raise everybody up to that expert level because everybody has a unique talent and passion that they can apply to this industry. And it doesn't need to be competitive, right? There's room for all of us in certain capacities. And I can't wait to see where people take it. You know what I mean? Like, I think that all the smart people that I work with on my teams, I see their potential. And when they're stressed out and they are just coming down so hard on themselves, I want to be like, you are so smart and talented. You are doing the hard work to get here. You're going to make it. It doesn't mean that today isn't hard, but give yourself some grace, please, because I see it in you and I know you can get there. And I had to learn to do that for myself too. Like, although you can only work one day at a time, I think we have to remember, is this going to matter in a year from now? You know, no one's going to remember that you took 2 hours instead of one on cash next year. No one. Even yourself. So I think we need to give ourselves some grace and remember that we're incrementally growing. And if you let the hard work and your determination and your curiosity carry you, you're gonna do good in this industry.
I think these are really great advice for new CPAs or for young CPAs or even any young accountants who are going to be a CPA. Crystal, you want to add anything? It's just like any tips, advice for young CPAs?
Yeah, I think a couple of things. You know, Danielle's article really, that approach there, it's sustainable. It's something that you can, you know, you can, that's an approach that you can do as long as you want to do it. It's sustainable. I think my advice, especially to new associates, One thing I would add is, you know, do all the things that we've talked about. You'll be on jobs, you'll get assigned things. Something that you can really do as you get to the end of that first year, you start your second year, is become an expert in something that is helpful. It'll help you stand out, and it does not have to be technical accounting. So become, just do one more level up in Excel, become an Excel expert, do one, become an archive expert, archiving files, stand out because you do amazing financial statement proofs. Just one skill set, you know, that you kind of become a go-to to help solve problems, you know, for others, or help with, you know, kind of those sticky points for certain people. I think that really helps you stand out and to get to that next level and to be successful. You know, when you do that, if you do all these things, I think then that's when, you know, you really see people also starting to reinvest in you, and help you to grow in your career. And I think it's, I think that's just something beneficial. That's advice I would give someone kind of really early in their career. And what about you, Danielle?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's great advice. I think boundaries, work on your boundaries, figure out what you need to work at your best, and make sure to take care of yourself. You know, like, I just do one thing at a time. Multitasking is not possible. So we can switch tasks really fast, but nothing's on fire. Let's take a deep breath collectively. I feel like sometimes there's this, you know, flow that is too fast paced for me now. And I try to be calm and say, like, okay, let's take a deep breath. We're only doing one thing at a time. And I think that helps a lot, because we just innately can stress ourselves out. And I think it's because of all the smart, you know, caring people in our industry, right? It's a good thing because they care, and that's who I want on my team, right? So I think that just take care of yourself and learn to set boundaries.
One thing I will have to share with you both, that I really admire you as being a mom, and also being a CPA, and also being a leader in this industry. And I think a lot of moms out there have a lot of difficult time trying to be a good mom, at the same time, good employee or good staff. So besides having advice to new CPAs, what would you say from moms CPAs?
Danielle, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I have an article about anxiety on the blog for Accounting with Friends, and it really does touch on my journey with anxiety after I became a mom and kind of juggling this specific issue. I feel I'm in a much better place now, but really, I have to put first things first, right? My daughter and my family is my priority, and to serve them well, I have to be healthy and being taken care of myself. And what I realized on my journey to do that and put those things first and really walk the walk, right? I'm not just saying like that as advice, like that I intentionally do that every day. And I'm better at my job now because of that. When I was really struggling with that juggle, I wasn't doing good in either category. So by slowing down, and that was part of the time, that's part of the decision for me to go part-time, is I want to be, you know, striving to make shareholder and full-time and working all the cool engagements. And I, you know, giving up jobs to go part-time was really hard for me, because I, you know, I was like, I'm capable of doing the work, but I have to say no, right? And what the reality was is that this is the level that I can maintain and be healthy and have the family I want. And they are more important than anything, because, you know, your job can get another accountant for you. You know, they will move on You know, if you decide to move or get a different location or whatever, they will maybe suffer a little short term and miss you because you have great relationships with people, right? But things will be okay, right? So it doesn't make sense to not put your family and yourself first and take care of yourself. Like, are you eating appropriately? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you working out? I can't tell you why I didn't do those things for so many years, right? There's not a good reason. But if you put those things first, you know, in 10 years from now, in 20 years from now, when I'm around the Thanksgiving table, I don't think about, I thank my clients for providing me the ability to have the life I want, right? Monetarily, and that I'm thankful that I'm able to do a good job. But what I'm very proud of is me and my family, right? So that's the perspective that I keep in mind when I decide how I'm going to spend my time today and what boundaries I'm going to set, you know, and what I'm going to let go of. If I can't control it, if I did my best, I'm letting go. And that's what I think all moms need to come to grips with, because you've entered life that you love, and it changes you, and it's for the better, but find that balance for yourself. I'm not saying everybody has to be part-time to figure that out, but for me in this season, that's what I needed. And so just don't compare yourself to others. Figure out what you need to be healthy and happy.
Yeah, I definitely agree with everything Danielle said. And she is been a little bit ahead of me in the motherhood working journey. Just a couple steps. Her daughter's a little older than my daughter, but and then I kind of reset and started over when I had my son. I'll also add, I definitely agree with everything, and I'm working towards those things. It is very challenging when they're little, when they're babies, mm-hmm. when you're in that postpartum period, when they're, you know, just tiny, they just really need so much and they don't really understand that, you know, they don't know what it means that you have to work or that you're working, you know, they don't, they just need what they need. And, also as a mom, you need certain things. You need a certain amount of time with your child and your baby. So I definitely agree with everything Danielle said. I mean, you need time with your family and also to take care of yourself. It is really hard in those, you know, early, you know, 2-3 years when you have a very young child. I think one is you need help. You can't do it all. And so, you know, hopefully you have a supportive partner. Hopefully extra family. We do not have any family local, but we do have a great daycare and school that our kids go to. And my husband's work hours are a little bit different. So I mentioned I do drop off and he does pick up. So, you know, we just kind of have to juggle that. But I think, you know, something that is positive is that there is flexibility in the accounting industry. Like, you know, Danielle's gone a little part-time, you know, there's flexibility with the work hours if needed most of the time. So, you know, you just kind of do your best, but really it does get easier over time. So as they get older, it just see, and Danielle, let me know if you feel differently. It probably changes and their needs change. You still need that connection and that time with your child, but it seems like it does get easier, you know, as they get older, but that first bit while they're young is definitely challenging.
I agree. I think that problems change and, you know, there's different nuances and stuff, but the total demand on your time, it significantly right. reduces when they get older. But also here's another question, like Rosie, you were on my engagement during lockdowns when we were working remote.
Oh,
and
yeah. That's
you saw my 3-year-old.
Yep.
All the time right here, because she was also home with me during that engagement with no daycare options. They were all closed. So, did it bug you at all working with someone that was juggling that?
I think it's actually very interesting for me when it was my first year in audit and then COVID hit. So I have to do like remotely during busy season, but it didn't bother me at all. I think it's when trying to have her in the meeting. She's like,
yes, she was on every client meeting.
And it's hard.
She'd sit right here.
Yep.
She would play independently right next to me if I was just working. But as soon as someone came on, she went, hey, right. Wait, we're having a party, right? So
yeah. We just show up on the camera.
Yeah, that was more stressful for me than I think everybody else on the other team because, right. You know, she was at the age where I couldn't let her just be independent around the house. You know, I had to keep an eye on her and stuff. And so I took a lot of breaks and I had to tell myself, like, you need to review this, but also it doesn't have to be the second. Like if you get interrupted, this is just what it's going to be, you know? And I had to keep allowing myself to be like, this is okay. You know, everybody knows this is going on. I'm not like trying to hide it. So,
yes.
My day in the life during that was a lot different. So like, but yeah, I think it did allow me though to get to know my clients in a new way because they saw her and interacted with her. And that was kind of cool transformation for me now. Like I remember I had an audit committee call and she popped up on the screen and it was during my speaking part. Of course, she was silent the whole meeting. And then when I started talking, she popped up, you know, and the whole audit committee just stopped and started talking to her for like 20 minutes. And I was like, come on, guys, come on, we can get back to this. But they're like, oh no, this is way better.
This is more fun.
This meeting. Yeah.
Yeah. So, this is more fun. I still remember during that meeting, then when she pop up, we say, oh, hi, how are you doing? And start talking to her and then just completely ignore you.
Yes. We were not talking about debt covenants anymore. We were now on to what is the three-year-old up to? So, you know, there's some joy that brings too, you know, but it is very hard to be, you know, trying to do both. And I don't recommend trying to do both at the same time. I highly do not recommend. It's good. It's the hardest thing you'll ever do, but it's the best thing. It's the best thing ever. Highly recommend having kids.
Yes, I agree.
As moms or any moms out there as being a CPA or just doing any career out there, just deserve to receive like a big reward, like mom of the year. That's just amazing.
That's nice.
But yeah, for anyone who is watching this video or listening to this podcast, you should definitely check the website accountingswithfriends.com. So Danielle and Crystal, they have a lot of articles about talking about being a CPA, dealing with stress, handling strugglings. As I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, talking about how they struggle with their career, with their being like a mom, being a CPA. So this website is perfect for anyone who try to find a community support. That's really great. So check it out. But thank you so much, you both, for the interview today and a lot of great information, great input about being a CPA, being a mom. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rosie.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Rosie.